What's good? I'm back. Promo Palace LLC. Vlog 39. We're going to title this one, Fan Base Dictates the Music Industry. We call it consumer base, fan base, whatever. So this is Vlog 39, Fan Base Dictates the Music Industry. Of course, before I get started, I'm going to sip some of this water. If you can, hit that. Click now, subscribe button in the right hand corner. Hit follow on Instagram or Facebook. Hit the like, reshare. Don't forget my vlogs are sponsored by, of course, Promo Palace LLC at PromoPalace.biz. You need online market promotions, go to PromoPalace.biz. Also, if you're a dog lover, animal lover, or cat lover, and you like t-shirts or hoodies, please check out New Litter Apparel at NewLitter.com. And don't forget the audio version of my podcast, or audio version of my vlogs, excuse me, goes to my podcast, the Paul Pickett Podcast, which is also available on Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, Odyssey, CastBox, Deezer, iHeart, Player FM, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Stitcher, TuneIn, and more. All right. Why fan base pretty much dictate the music industry? I mean, I could give you several reasons. Because normally, if you don't have fans already in place, it's hard to get a lot of things done. Like, if you don't already got a very nice size fan base or a large fan base before you work radio, it's hard to get people to call in and request. This idea that somebody listens, that everybody listens to your song one time and they're just automatically fans, it doesn't work that way. Sometimes artists have to grow on people as fans. Sometimes songs have to grow on people. As I always stress, I didn't like Post Malone, White Iverson at first. But as my cousin was playing it over and over again, it grew on me. I grew to like it. I didn't like it at first. But am I a Post Malone fan? No, not at all. And that's the thing. Just because you like music doesn't mean you're going to be a fan. They got to love it, man. They got to love what you're doing. And it ain't always just the music that makes them love you as an artist. You know, it could be the antics, it could be your image, it could be all types of things, you know. Now, so if you go to work radio and you don't got a lot of fans, you're not going to get a lot of requests unless you have an instant hit. I mean, it's got to be an instant hit, and a program director is going to have to play it like it's an instant hit. Also, you're not going to get a bunch of people requesting the song because you don't have a lot of fans. That's not how radio works. Radio is only benefiting the mainstream artists because they got a lot of fans. They're going to get people to call in requests. And no unsigned artist is going to stay on FM radio like the top major markets without requests. Unless you're just doing payola. You know, because even if somebody, you pay somebody to work the record, they're only going to get so many spins in a major market if you don't get requests. So fan base is going to dictate how many requests you get. If you're an artist and you're trying to get paid shows, fan base is going to dictate how many paid shows you're going to get. Unless they're just a show promoter that's in the business of throwing away money. Any smart show promoter isn't paying nobody to perform that doesn't bring fans through the door. And if any unsigned artist thinks that them opening up for a headliner, that they're going to be bringing fans through the door, that's bogus. That's fairy tales. That's imaginary made up BS. The headliner is always the one bringing the fans through the door. That's why he's the headliner, because he's got the fans. And this idea that you should get paid to headline tours and you have no fan base in place is bogus. Your fan, how many fans you got dictates how many people's going to go through that door. So that dictates how big of a venue we can rent. It dictates how much we're going to charge per ticket, you know? Because if you're you know, you're a more established artist like Ryan Leslie, you're charging $40, $50 a person. If you're just a unknown artist, you $10 a head if you're lucky, man. You know, $10 ahead if you're lucky, and $100, you're more like most. It is very rare. I've seen, like, in the 90s, I've seen mainstream artists can't even pack in a venue with 100 people or 200 people. And you're going to tell me you're going to do it as an unsigned artist with no fans. No, it's not happening. It's fairy tales. And that's another thing. Artists need to understand, like, yeah, you should get paid to perform your music, but let's be realistic about who's actually going to pay to come watch you perform. If you don't have no real fans in place that'll come pay you to watch you perform, what are we talking about here? We're talking about no fan base. You can't dictate nothing. Without a fan base, an artist can't dictate nothing. If you want an investor, you know, like, a lot of investors are going to want to see what you've already done. They're not just going to want to sign you solely off of one song unless you got an instant hit like Murray. Once again, if you don't got an instant hit, and I know every artist on the planet thinks he got an instant hit with every single song he makes, but that's bogus. Fairy tales, imaginary, made up. If every song was an instant hit, then it would be an instant hit. Record labels, nowadays, in the 90s, record labels solely signed artists off of talent. In the 90s, they solely signed artists off of talent. Could they spit bars? Were they lyrical? This, that, and the third. Nowadays, record labels, if they sign an artist that has no fan base, they're not fully getting behind them until he has fan base. Record labels only really want to sign an artist that already has a fan base, because they could just put more money to it, put more into it, and just make it bigger, make it a bigger situation. But when you're an artist that has no fan base, it's a risk. Just because you're talented doesn't mean that we're going to be able to build fan base. If you're not putting out an instant hit and you're only putting out album cuts, first of all, album cuts take a hell of a lot longer to break an artist than a instant hit. And you have to have multiple album cuts to break an artist. You can't break an artist with one album cut. It ain't happening. They got to have multiple album cuts. And they all got to be good. And they all got to appease that specific fan base you're going after. But fan base is dictating everything. Nobody's going to pay you for sponsorships and endorsements if you don't got fans. And I don't mean you got social media followers but no engagement. That's another thing. If you could have, you know, 100,000 followers and not really have no engagement, because you might have bought followers, or you did a bunch of follow for follows or whatever, which doesn't work. You know, sponsors are going to want to see engagement only. Engagement only. They want to know how many likes, how many comments, how many shares, how many views is this content going to get. They don't care about how many followers you got, how much engagement. And where does engagement come from? Fan base. You can tell a lot about an artist's fan base when he posts content and his engagement, the lack of or no engagement. Or if he does have a lot of engagement, you can tell he has a lot of fan base, you know. A lot of y'all ain't even going into the process of building fans. All y'all doing is trying to get royalties. Y'all just trying to make money off of your music. That's not how you build fans. If you're just trying to make money off your music, then you're not building fans. Because when you build fans, you have to give away music for free. The best way for building fan base is YouTube, right? YouTube is number one for building fan base. When you first create a YouTube channel, you are not making money off of your YouTube channel. It is not monetized yet until it reaches 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 watch hours. Now, I've calculated this. If you run ads, skippable ads, and if you get, you base your views off of 30-second ads, you will roughly need 480,000 views to reach 5,000 or 4,000 watch hours. So until you reach that point on YouTube, you're giving the music away for free anyways, jackasses. That's how dumb artists are, thinking they always should get paid out the gate. That's not how you build fans. That's not how you build consumers. There's a thing called testers, samples, taste tests, you know. You think wine companies automatically make all their money just selling wine without giving taste tests? Back when I used to go to grocery store as a kid, they had a woman always with a table passing out hors d'oeuvres. Hey, you want to try this hors d'oeuvre? And if you, guess what? You could buy it right there in the grocery store as soon as you taste it. And if you like it, that's what, if people really, really loved it, that's what they would do. They would, oh, I got to buy this. Because that's how it works. You give them a taste first, a sample. But y'all as artists, y'all want to go into buy now, buy now, buy now. Once again, that's the backwards process of building fans. We need to push content out first. Push content out first. Push content out first. Get them to love the content. And then try to get them to follow us. And then go into this buy now mode. Y'all do it so ass backwards. Y'all go buy now before they even heard your music. And if they listen to your song, if they do buy the single or download, they don't like it, they'll never buy that shit again. I'll tell you that much. They'll never buy that shit again. So it's best to get people to love your music first. And you ain't got to give it all to them for free. Give them the hottest song you got for free. Get them to love it. And then get them to follow you and build the fan base. But if you want, typically if you want investors, you're going to want to have fan base in place. If not, y'all better have the no-lose marketing plan in place. Y'all better go straight to YouTube, advertise, and do the Moray plan. If not, what are we talking about here? We're not talking about building fans. So labels are going to typically want to see fan base. And even if they sign you and they give you an advance, that means you got to go to work and you got to build fan base. And they're not going to get behind you and push the envelope until you have fan base. You work it on radio, you're not going to get a ton of requests without fan base. You're not getting a bunch of downloads on iTunes without fan base. And this idea that people equate Spotify streams with fan base, no, stop it. They are not a real fan if they have not bought a download, they have not bought merchandise. If they don't run and go and stream your song every single time without you telling them, they're not a real fan. If you gotta bribe people into going to listen to your music, they're not a real fan. And fan base is gonna dictate everything. It's gonna dictate how much you get paid for shows, how many shows you get, where you get the shows. It's gonna dictate labels wanting to sign you, investors, sponsors, advertisers. People want to advertise, pay you to advertise their brands. Without fan base, nobody paying you to advertise their brand. They might do it once and that's it. Once they see you ain't getting the results, you know. Show promoters is going to dictate a show promoter actually booking you for a show. If not, you're going to be renting the venue out yourself. And even when you rent the venue out yourself, how many fans dictates how many people's going to come through that door. This idea that just because you make music that people are supposed to like it, love it. No, that's not how it works. It's a process of building fans. And the best way is to go to the dope boy mindset of give them a tester, a taster, a sample first and foremost. Get them hooked. And then you get them, once you got them on the reel, then you go into the buy now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all be like fishermen trying to catch fish with no bait. That's how y'all do with y'all fan base building processes. Y'all are like fishermen with trying to catch fish with no bait. Because that's what y'all do. Y'all give a fan no content, but you're already asking him to follow you before he's heard the content. That's not how it works. You ask them to follow you after they hear the content, not before. So yeah, I'm not gonna stay on this too much because the last vlog kind of goes into this too, you know, because it was about the process of building fan base. So y'all were backwards with it, and that's why y'all so backwards, because y'all think fans should pay y'all before they hear the music. They should buy it before they hear the music. That doesn't. Once again, if they do buy randomly and they don't like it after they hear it, that's it. You're done. You're toast. You ain't getting that person as a fan, you know? So, yeah. It dictates everything, you know? Like, I have serviced probably well over 3,000 customers through the year. And that dictates the 3,000 people. Now, think about this. 3,000 people. There's only 365 days in a year. I got well over 3,000 customers worldwide. I got people emailing, you know, I got ads running every day. And then I got people emailing me to submit the playlist every day. So I got plenty of potential customers to the point where I get sales every single day. I only need, you know, 3, 4, 5 of those people every single day to spend a decent amount of money out of the 3,000 to just make a living, you know, just to make a living. I only need 3, 4, 5 of those 3,000 every single day to buy something, you know, and that pays my rent and bills. So if you got days where 10 people buy things, or, you know, people come in with $1,000 budgets, you know, and you got 2 or 3 of those in a day, yeah, man, that's how fan base works, you know. So the more fans you got, the more you can dictate a lot of things. But if you got no fans, you can't dictate nothing. You can't dictate how much you get paid for a show. If you ain't got no fans coming through the door, I don't want to hear you talking about, well, this is how much I charge for a show. You'll be lucky if we put you on the show for free. If you ain't bringing no fans through the door, I repeat, if you ain't bringing no fans through the door, you lucky if somebody puts you on the show for free. And this idea that somebody's going to let you open up for Chris Brown for free, no. You're going to pay to open up for major artists like that every time. You know why? Because you ain't bringing fans through the door. They are. You benefiting off their hard work, their fan base. And that's the thing. Artists think they get a benefit for free off of another artist's hard work. Well, you better get signed to a label like Dreamville or something and let J. Cole put you on tour, which that ain't going to fully get you over the hump. That ain't never going to get you the headline here on tour. None of those cats can headline a major tour. Some of those cats been touring with J. Cole for years, and they can't headline a major tour whatsoever. All due respect, Bass, Bass, whatever his name is. I mean, he's got a decent amount of fan base, but he's not even selling out probably Fayetteville. You know, and he's a J. Cole Dreamville artist. He ain't even sold out Fayetteville. You know who the only artist that ever sold out Fayetteville is? J. Cole. So that should tell you a lot about fan base right there. J. Cole is the only artist that's ever sold out Fayetteville, and almost half of Fayetteville hates him. Like half of Fayetteville don't even really support J. Cole, but he's the only artist that ever sold out Fayetteville. That should tell you a lot right there about fan base dictates everything. Because no artist, unless you're Drake or Jay, all the artists that can sell out Fayetteville are too big for Fayetteville. They're too big for Fayetteville. So any artist that's not too big for Fayetteville can't sell out Fayetteville. So that should tell you a lot about fan base right there. And artists need to have realistic expectations when it comes to how many fans they can build and how many fans they have and how much they could dictate in business deals when they don't have fans or do have fans, you know. Like, the more fans you got, the more labels going to offer you. The less fans you got, the less the label's going to offer you, you know. So, Fan base is dictating everything. Y'all need to stop doing it backwards. Stop thinking people are supposed to become your fans before they even heard any content or seen any content. And also stop thinking that followers, all followers are fans. Only the people engaging with your content are fans. Most followers are not fans. Most followers are not fans. Once again, my name is Paul Pickett. This is Promo Palace LLC, Vlog 39, Why Fan Base Dictates Everything. Don't forget, these vlogs are sponsored by, of course, Promo Palace LLC or PromoPalace.biz. If you need online marketing promotions for your brand or your music, check us out, PromoPalace.biz. If you're a dog lover, cat lover, animal rights activist, you like t-shirts or hoodies, please check out newlitter.com. We also got dog bandanas, and we got cat bandanas coming soon. Also, I got to shout out thedizzlebrand.com. Dizzle, I actually got my bottle in, and we're going to do a taste test this coming up week. We're going to do a taste test on the Paul Pickett podcast for the Dizzle brand. You know, I got to get some, get a lemon, and I want to get some crushed ice because you got to drink Dizzle on ice. But check them out, dizzlebrand.com. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. They got a bunch of recipes. Also, don't forget the audio version of my vlog goes to Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, iHeart, Player FM, Stitcher, Slacker, Podcast Addict, and much more. Once again, my name is Paul Pickett. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Hit the click now, subscribe button, hit the like, follow, reshare, wherever you're at. Once again, thanks, peace, and I'm out.